Desai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sairams and greetings from Prashant in Leah. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live, and this is the segment Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. The time right now in our studio is 11:40 a.m. and it's a pleasant day here at Prashant Leah Ashram. The current temperature is about 30 degrees Celsius. Today is 18th of February. In today's segment of Service Love in Action, I'll be playing for you a panel discussion with the members of the disaster management team of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. But before that, let me just read out for you today's Sai Inspires email. So in today's Sai Inspires email, the question is, what are the characteristics of true devotion? And Bhagwan lovingly explains us today. And I quote, "Whoever one may be, in whatever condition, if one gives no room for dispiritedness, if one has no fear at all, and if one remembers the Lord with unshaken faith and without any ulterior motive, all suffering and sorrow will fall away. The Lord will never inquire at any time the caste to which you belong or the precepts or traditions that you follow. Devotion doesn't consist in wearing an ochre robe, organizing festivals, performing ritual sacrifices, shaving of the hair, carrying water pot or rod, etc. Instead, the characteristics of devotion are a pure mind, uninterrupted contemplation on God, the feeling that everything is Lord's creation." Unquote. Well, this excerpt, dear listeners, was taken from Swami's Prema Vahini book. And with that, let's listen to today's segment of Service Love in Action.
Across every state of India, across 125 countries, across political, religious, racial, geographic and linguistic divide, across social and cultural barriers, what compels millions to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need? Since 1940, when the 14-year-old Satya declared his divine mission, a silent revolution has emerged from a heart that preaches only one language, that of unconditional love. Through his massive service projects, Bhagwan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism, responsible charity, and conscientious citizenship. Be it a service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram, and welcome to a new episode of our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In this series, we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami, translating into service to humanity. Today's episode is a group discussion with the members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of the South Indian state of Tamil Nadu on the Disaster Management Training Program. This conversation was recorded in the studios of Radio Sai and featured for the first time as part of our Thursday Live programs, Service, Love in Action, hosted by Radio Sai's Raghu on 21st February 2013.
Sairam, dear listeners, you are tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And this is the segment, Service, Love in Action. And dear listeners, in this segment, I talk about the various service activities done by Swami students and his devotees. And today, dear listeners, I have with me in our studios
5 members from the disaster management team of the South Indian state of Tamil Nadu. The members are Mr. Thyagarajan, he is the state advisor for the disaster management team of Tamil Nadu. Then Anandavelu, the state faculty member. Then Mr. V. Thyagarajan, the district team leader for the district Kanchipuram. Kanchipuram, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Then M. Rupesh Kumar, the state faculty member, and R. Satya, the district faculty member for the district Tanjore. In fact, Satya is also the alumnus of the Sri Satya Sai Mirpuri College in Prashanthi Nilayam. Okay, so Sairam, and welcome to the studios of Radio Sai.
Thank you, Sairam, sir.
Okay, so let's begin with you. Please tell us about the genesis of this disaster management program, how it all started, what was the inspiration?
The disaster management program actually started with the International Youth Conference held in Prashanthi Nilayam in the year 2002, when Bhagwan Baba gave a direction to the youth of the organization to start training the organization youth in disaster management. Mm. This actually represented a paradigm shift in the organization outlook in handling disasters. We have always been in the forefront of providing reliefs after the disaster.
Mm.
Now, this actually represented a different way of thinking and approaching to the problem, is how we equip ourselves much before any disaster happens.
Any disaster happens. What kind of disasters you deal with?
Basically, this program addresses itself for all the natural disasters, like cyclone, earthquake, floods, landslides, and subsequently, of course, the tsunami, which in the 2004 literally played havoc in the state of Tamil Nadu,
yes,
and in India and elsewhere. These are the major disasters we address ourselves.
Mm.
And more so is that instead of saying that we will do everything after a disaster, we tune ourselves in such a way that 4 major areas we concentrate depending upon the priority that is required at that point in time. Like, first is obviously rescue the people who are suffering.
Yes.
Second, it boils down to providing aspects of nutrition, health and hygiene, and sanitation.
Mm.
We take up any of this work depending upon the nature of the calamity and the need of the hour.
So now, for this disaster management, like, first you will get trained, right? So
yes.
What is the procedure? How you get trained in the beginning?
It was done in a structured way. There is a training module prepared for an all-India basis.
Mm.
It is all drafted, conceived, and produced by Sri Shamal Sor, who is the state president of West Bengal.
Okay.
He went around the country and created state faculty members first. These state faculty members in turn got down into the states in the respective districts to create district faculty members. These district faculty members started preparing their teams in various districts.
Okay.
That's how the whole structure started. Obviously, the initial program was started in English.
Oh.
And each state started doing the necessary translation so that it could be in their respective languages so that the youth can understand and participate.
Mm.
So, and the structure-wise, I think Mr. Anandavelu can explain how it went.
There are different activities and structure. Please explain, Mr.
There are three generalized models. One is the disaster management training. That is disaster management intensive training.
Okay.
It's meant for 2 days. It has 4 sessions. First session will be half a day. It will be covering about the calamities theory part.
Different calamities.
Different calamities, okay. Like earthquake, flood, landslide, even tsunami also taking part. And the second part will be having the practical sessions, like how to use the ropes with the support of knots.
The second day followed by the water exercise, how to rescue a person when he is drowning in the water.
Okay, that is
with the use of ropes.
During floods and all.
During floods and natural calamities. And then the forum session followed by how to fight with fire, to be, get awareness, fairness of the fire, how to get rid of the fire, fairness.
Same second day, we'll be having the third session. There is a final session of the disaster management program. In the final session, we'll be having a question answer session. Also, we'll call the individual persons, like 1 or 2 persons from the team who are training students, and we will tell them to explain what we have done from the day 1 and day 2. In the session, if they have any doubts, in any other activities or any other disaster management or some rescue, we'll teach them.
In addition to that, we train first aid. The basic first aid is train. Apart from that, CPR, the main part.
What is CPR?
CPR is the cardiopulmonary resuscitation.
Okay.
So even after death, how we can survive, makes resuscitate a person. So we teach them practically. So these are the four major parts which is covered in the two-day session.
Apart from these 2 days, it is not getting concluded. It is the base energy which is given for the trainees. After that, they have to undergo a one-day complete training about the first aid. It completely covers how to rescue if there is an unconsciousness happens, if something, a cut, and all type of even fractures, other things have been trained perfectly. And another off-a-day program, minimum off-a-day program with the fire department to get direct how the fire department have been saving to during these fire accidental situations. So that has been trained. So all these, that is making a shape of the person who look, who can involve themselves to get train others in the disaster management.
Now, how often you conduct this program?
Earlier, we were just covering all over the districts in Tamil Nadu by conducting 2 days program.
Yeah.
So later, while after preparing a team in each district, we started after 2004 tsunami, we thought of bringing it to the public and students of other institutions. So we have changed the same program as a one-day training session, which is called as disaster awareness. So we started taking this program to the colleges. So this was a one-day session which covers a part of a theory session with practicals. So the practicals will be covering the fire rescue and the emergency methods of rescue and first aid, a part of first aid. So this is how later on changed to that.
To one-day program.
Yeah.
So this one-day program, how often you conduct?
One-day program, probably almost throughout the year, each and every district will be conducting the programs at the similar time. I mean the same time.
Once a month? Is it once a month?
Even in sometimes we used to conduct the five programs, six programs on the same week itself. So
this is actually based on, you know, the academic session of various colleges, the timings that would suit those colleges. So, for example, immediately after the start of any academic session, it will be easier to start doing more programs. The closer to their exams, you may not be able to do much. So, generally between June and December, you will do the maximum number of programs. It could sometime be all the districts might be doing, as you rightly said, three times, four times a week also.
Apart from this, we are giving the disaster preparedness program for corporates also, half-day program.
Half-day.
So many corporates we have given training to these people because their busy schedule, how to get trained in these disasters.
But generally, these activities for the colleges and corporate sectors are able to save during weekends. Preferably, most of our team members or volunteers are able to spare on Saturdays. So almost Saturdays for the corporate and the for the colleges. And Sunday, we will be conducting our SSV privileges at other places.
Now, what type of sections in society have you covered for training this program?
Basically, we are targeting the youths. And particularly who are members who are not members of the SAI organization at the moment. You see, the original disaster management was to equip the organization members to render seva at times of disaster.
Correct.
So we are fully equipped on that way. So what do we do in times of peace? I mean, when there are no disasters. Of course, our prayers all the time been samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. We don't want any disasters to happen. So when there are no disasters, we are taking this knowledge out to the
sharing knowledge
in the youth. We have started looking at it this way. In the process, we are able to take values enunciated by Bhagawan to the youth at the end of the program. That is what we are really targeting at.
Okay, so till now, how many people have been benefited? Can you give some statistics right from the beginning?
Earlier it was a 2 days program, so it was very minimum training were given. After we have changed it into a one-day program. So in one-day program, so far we have trained around 35,000 people throughout Tamil Nadu. It consists of starting from students and the police people, the police commandos, the fire and rescue department, even the hospital staff, paramedical staffs, doctors, fishermen people, so downtrodden to the extreme level. So all these kind of people have been trained. Even corporate companies like L&T, Dalmia Siemens, CTS, Cognizant Technologies, TCS, and these are the people we have been trained so far.
Okay, you said that you have trained right from fishermen, then doctors, everyone. And you also said you have trained police commandos also. Like, generally, police commandos, they are already well trained in their field. So how is this disaster management different from their training?
I think I must narrate what exactly happened when this all started with the police personnel. There is a team of 756 police sub-inspectors in the Tamil Nadu Police Academy. Hmm. And one of the sub-inspectors, one Mr. Saravanan, was actually in the disaster management team of the Kanchipuram district. He was selected as a sub-inspector. In their curriculum, there is a provision that they should conduct disaster management program for them.
Oh.
And they didn't know where to look for.
Oh.
Mr. Saravanan suggested to the superintendent of police that the Satisai organization does this very well. And there was a request sent to us. All India President took this letter to Swami. And Swami exactly remarked what you said. Al Kidanta Telida. Don't they know all this?
Yeah.
Smilingly. And All India President told Swami, I understand that, no Swami, they are giving us an opportunity. They feel that we are competent to do it.
Mm.
And Swami was very happy. And Swami said, I'm very happy, very happy.
Mm.
Do this. And he blessed us. What really was the difference between a professional outfit like the police commandos or the fire service personnel is that they are tuned to operate various modern equipments and try to save people in times of disaster. And then they have a structured organization, they have a procedure to follow. They just can't jump just like that to into a situation and go and render help. You'll always find in any disaster situation, it's highly localized. Before any professional force comes there, the local people are the first ones who have to render help.
Yeah, correct.
With whatever material that is available. So our program, Satisai Disaster Management Program, is such that it trains people to render help with minimum amount of material or whatever is available there. A simple example is when you have too many casualties and you need stretchers. A simple idea like making a stretcher with two gunny bags and two bamboo poles. Was the innovation, improvisation done by the SAI organization, which did wonders.
Okay.
So basically, using common sense approach, I'm not saying they didn't have common sense, what it was, is they're not having a common sense approach as compared to their mechanized kind of approach. So this gave them a new idea. In fact, it was a learning process for them.
Yeah.
As one of the part, we had to undergo the fire department training. When we went for the training with the fire department, they asked why you want to get trained about the fire department. We said we already member of the disaster management team of such an organization. And we have been explaining our how we have been training. Then ultimately they requested us, can you give the same training to the, their own department?
Okay.
So that was a chance for us and we trained. Before that, every state they'll be trying for the President's Award. After these techniques, how to lift a person with the support of available material within short period, that has supported them and they won the President's Award. So they're proud to say we have given a small part of their winning.
Correct. And one more instance, recently some 15 days back, there was, I think everyone know, every viewers know that, Mr. Jenny Massey, who is a Hollywood director. He came for a shooting in Chennai, taking some different types of actors, service activities. So our disaster management team was just demonstrating few things. So he was just discussing with us before starting shooting. So we told that we have been training police personnel, commanders and all those fire rescue departments. So he was surprised and he told that in America, normally, the police people provide training to civilians.
Yeah.
But here, to the 180-degree ulta things.
Yeah.
So you people train police people is really amazing, no? So he said that he is very incredible things. And I think SAI has given enough enough knowledge through this disaster management team. So we are so proud that we are yet, part of Satisai disaster management team.
Okay, now please share some service activities that you could do because of this disaster management training program.
One of the most poignant moments of this particular training was the tsunami. It's
in the year 2004.
Tsunami in the year 2004.
Okay.
And this happened on the day after Christmas, the 26th of December.
It hit the coastal regions of Tamil Nadu.
Coastal regions of Tamil Nadu, particularly Velangani, Nagapattinam district and particularly Velangani. Surprising fact was, just 3 months before, on October 1st, 2nd and 3rd, we had a state-level intensive disaster management training program for all the teams in Thanjavur district in a village. There we were given new ideas of rendering seva such calamities. And on the morning, on the fateful morning of 26th December 2004, when the information came about the tsunami having hit Velangani, incidentally 3,500 people died in that area, the first team to get ready and move was the Satya Sai Disaster Management Team of Tanjore. The tsunami hit and raised played havoc at around 9:30, 10 in the morning. And it takes about 3 hours to travel down to Velangani from Tanjore. So that makes it around 12:30. And our team was there by about 3 o'clock, which means we had just 3 hours of preparation to reach that place.
Yeah.
And we were the first team who went to the collector of Tanjore, Dr. Radhakrishnan, and was surprised that such an efficient team is available, and he ordered the police to render all help. And personally speaking, for me it is a very, every time I recall it, I get goose pimples. I was caught in Prashant Nayam on that day.
Okay.
Our team was moving from Tanjore.
Okay.
So it took me about 2 days to reach the place. And by the time our boys have done wonders. But when I reached on the third day, you know, this place was stinking, 3 miles away. As I reached that place, in front of the Velangani church, there was a huge pandal, which was originally designed for rendering the sermons on the Christmas day.
Okay.
And the whole place was littered with corpses. Dead bodies.
Dead bodies.
And our team was there. Only our team was really working there. And they had their masks, their gloves. They were picking up with this improvised stretchers, dead bodies, and collecting them and assembling them in one place. As many as they were able to clear the area, as we call it, sanitation priority, about 1,000 dead bodies, out of which around 300 dead bodies were identified and taken away by the relatives. The balance 700 dead bodies had to be mass buried.
Okay.
So as I saw those youngsters working, I mean, in fact, when I saw the site, it was mind-shattering, mind-blowing. I mean, like, there was a youngster here who had just not even passed his 12th standard, who was literally hungry to go there and do the seva. That was the first boy I saw, and I asked him, I mean, how are you able to do this? I was supposed to be the trainer, mind you.
Okay.
I was shattered, and this guy is doing it with all the, you know, all the humility and all the reverence that should be shown to a dead person.
Yeah.
And with chanting only Sai Gayatri. Because you don't know the person who died is a Hindu or a Muslim or a Christian. It's a myth. It's not that Christians alone died. It's a lot of Hindus who had been there. Muslims were there. We don't know where from they all came. And the only last rite that they could perform was chanting Sai Gayatri. And I asked him, how are you able to do it? Pat came the reply, Sairam, I'm not doing it. Swami is doing it through me. I tell you. And the village people and the people that who were there, you know, there were two kinds of people. People who went to the sea to fish, they were not affected. Women folk who went to the nearby villages to do work, they were not affected. Whomsoever was on the shore was wiped out.
Yes.
So when the fishermen come back home, they find their entire families are wiped out. And they were shocked, and their own dear and near ones' dead bodies are lying there, and they didn't have the strength or wherewithals to handle that. And here is the white army of Sai, who just descended there, and chanting Sai Ram, they kept lifting up all these dead bodies, assembling them, and giving them a decent burial in cooperation with the government and police officials. So the village folks said, here we see the walking deities. As they say in Tamil, Nadamadum Deivangal. They are walking deities, that's nomenclature given to us. Later on, I read it in Radio Sai's account of this.
Yeah.
I believe some people went to Swami and said, Swami, we would like to go and render help in Velangani area. And I believe this is quoted in Radio Sai.
Okay.
And Bhagavan told, no, you don't go there. My trained boys are there. If you go, you will come in their way.
Okay.
And that's an acknowledgement from Bhagavan for whatever the work the youngsters did.
Yes.
Even one thing I remember in this point, sir. When our boys was working and removing the dead bodies on the seashore, some of the villagers came and they were asking, no, it's more stinking and more of dead bodies. Won't you get scared like that? And even they were telling, we like to give some wine, you know, so that it will be very easy for you to remove the dead bodies and it will not stink you more. Our senior sir says, no, our boys won't take wine, but our boys takes D-wine.
D-wine, okay, yes. In fact, the 2004 tsunami, the service rendered by disaster management team was really adorable. Okay, can you narrate some more touching incidents, how this program has benefited the volunteers working and also the beneficiaries?
During the relief things which was done in Thane cyclone, after the Thane cyclone,
that was in the year
2011.
Okay.
So we started surveying and finding out the people which is more affected. Later on we started giving rescue relief materials. So while going through the survey, we found a Sri Lankan refugee camp. There no people came so far. So later on we find out that it is very necessary for them. So while taking the relief materials, after getting the relief materials from as a prasadam from our sevadas, one of the lady who was there, she told that we came to know that Sai Baba is already no more. Okay. But by seeing all of you, I see many Sai Babas coming through as in a physical form.
When you conduct the programs, in one of the program, our present state coordinator of disaster management team, Mr. R.K. Shekaran, he was about to start the program. There was a disturbance. He started asking, why is there a disturbance? Then they said a few minutes back, the principal was about to, he was here in the inaugural session. Now he had gone back to his cabin. He passed away. It was a shocking message. He said he ran up immediately and he saw. Even the campus doctors are certified, he was dead. He said, can I do the CPR, that is cardiopulmonary resuscitation? They said, even the doctors already certified, it's not required. But ultimately, that warden has said, please, he's not able to understand what he is telling. Let him try it.
Yeah.
He was chanting and he was trying for the first 2 minutes. He was able to see some sweat near the his jaws and other places. And after 2 minutes, the legs are slightly shaking.
Oh.
He had the confidence, he was continuously doing.
Oh.
And after the 45th minute, he has taken to the hospital and he has been rescued.
Mm.
Now he's alive. Generally, people will say, I have a mother, I have a father. But that gentleman is telling, you are my father and mother because you have given me the rebirth. So that was the incident which happened in our address.
That CPR program actually helped the person.
Yeah.
Okay, any other incident can you share?
There are quite a few youngsters who came back and said they faced competitive interviews in some of the organizations. And when they give up as a part of their certificates, when they show the certificate, in fact, the interviewers come with some notions of asking some questions. The minute they see this certificate, they start asking more about the disaster management program. And these boys are able to reply very well. And because of that, at least I know of cases about at least 4 or 5 boys who have got selected over and above the other candidates, giving priority to this.
Okay, sir. Just you told the disaster management certificate. Well, you didn't mention about that certificate. Please tell about that certificate. So after the 2-day program, you give a certificate for the people.
Actually, the disaster awareness program is where we started the certificates. Because disaster management program is basically for our own organization people.
Okay.
So what it mattered to the people outside the organization where we do the 1-day program, this certificate, the certificate which is signed by the district president.
Okay, so after that 1-day program, you give a certificate.
They give a disaster awareness program, participation program.
Who have participated in the program?
It's signed by the district president and the state president. So that has helped those people, some of them, to get their jobs.
Okay.
Once I remember, there was a disaster awareness program in Thanjavur district on 2011, February. During the program, we got a news that there is a fire accident in nearby one hotel. It's actually a star hotel called Oriental Towers. There was a fire accident in ground floor kitchen. Because of that fire smoke, till the 8th floor, the whole building was smoke and people could not stay inside the room. And the lift was not working, they could not come out. Our disaster management team, 3 brothers, they reached the spot before even
Fire department
and ambulance and police come. They went and they broke some 2-3 glasses of the hotel and they rescued some 2-3 people from the lift, inside the lift. There was some one lady who caught inside the lift.
Okay.
And even some people who are staying inside the hotel, because of that smoke, they could not breathe.
Mm.
So our brothers told, dip your kerchief in the water and just cover it on your nose.
Oh.
So that it gives you oxygen for good breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Then they brought it out. Before the fire department reaches, there was nobody in the hotel.
Huh.
Everyone was rescued by our three brothers.
Okay.
There's one more incident, sir, actually, which happened in a rural area near Tirunelveli.
Yeah.
There are about four youth who got trained in our organization. It's a slum area. Every house is a hut. There were 200 huts. And one of the Muslim brothers' hut caught fire in the middle of the night. Most of the time what happens in such fire situations, and the actual fire department fire engine is about 60-70 kilometers away.
Hmm.
So these boys were trained. How
there
exactly
will be a delay for the fire department.
By the time it would have been reduced to ashes.
Yeah, correct.
So the best thing that has been inculcated in them was, incidentally, fire, there is a system called ABC. A is air, B is the source of burning, C is the combustible material.
Mm.
So if any one of them is removed, fire can be put off. Mm. So in a hut fire, these boys had the common sense, and what they understood from the training, they took long bamboo sticks, and in the top they attached a knife-like thing and pulled down the burning material.
Okay.
Mm. So that the roof was brought down and they can quench the fire in the ground level.
Oh. So that the fire doesn't spread.
It doesn't spread.
Yeah.
So in fact they saved 200 huts from getting burnt in that fire, which would have raged if they had not acted immediately. In fact, they were able to retrieve a lot of the person's personal belongings from the house.
Mm. Yeah, I would like to add one more thing which happened in Nagapattinam district. There is a local festival called a car festival in a place called Thiruvadai Marudur.
Okay.
During that festival, the temple car was moving on. So one child was just weaving the programs, suddenly fall into the nearby pond.
Mm.
So suddenly one youth jumped into the pond and he saved that child. And after that, he removed the water, whatever is inside the stomach. So later on, he gave CPR and he saved the child. He saved the life.
Mm.
So after that, the people were asking how you came to know all those things. Mm. So he told that I got trained by Sathya Sai Disaster Management Team so that I could do that proper thing. So this is how lives have been saved.
Life saving.
Saved, yeah.
And to conduct this program, even if you try to get an audience, even audience may not have the time, patience to sit for 6 or 8 hours.
Yeah.
We requested even our government hospital, our Sai member, they've been working, they asked, can you please conduct the same DA program in the hospital? He said, it's possible. But when ultimately got the approval, the dean said, sir, don't mistake us, even we have been conducting multiple conferences.
Mm.
When all the doctors and other people, they will not be there beyond 45 minutes.
Okay.
He said, no, it's not an issue, doctor. We'll start the program as per our schedule. You please tell by 35th minute, we have no issues, we can pack it up and we can wind it up.
Mm.
Don't believe, by 40th minute we received a call from doctor. I thought it was a final call. He said, please don't stop, you can proceed as per your schedule.
Okay.
And as per schedule, we're supposed to conclude by 4 o'clock, but it has extended up to 5:30.
Okay.
In fact, we find in the end of the day, as we progress, we kept on modifying our modules.
Mm.
I must say this. It's not that it has evolved over a period.
Yes.
And there's a tremendous idea inputs have been given by the youth by which we modified it. From a program of inculcating all the skills. See, when you start the program in any college, sir, it's amazing. The boys are really writers.
Mm.
They keep heckling, they keep, you know, that's the atmosphere prevails today.
The modern culture.
And all the people think that we are from some kind of a sadhu outfit, some saffron clad ashram guys, and we're coming and talking. And about one and a half hours into the program, you'll find that the crescendo is slowly dying down. We get a lot of attention from the audience. And by the time they finish, You can bet your bottom dollar you would have won the hearts of everyone because of this program.
Mm. In fact, other day you were telling that after the program about the Guru Dakshina.
That's right. That is right. Actually, what we do is we tell them in the end of the program that we do this program entirely free of cost to the organization. And apart from that, all these youth members come at their expense and time.
Yes, correct.
And today I think more than the expense, the time is a precious commodity. Most of the people are working in high pressure office jobs. So they are sparing their time and effort to do this. and they appreciate that. And we tell them that we do it totally free of cost. You get another round of applause. Then we ask them, okay, nothing should be taught to the children, not taught to anybody without getting a Guru Dakshina.
Yes.
And I will say, will you give us the Guru Dakshina?
Dakshina is the fees that
you charge. Is the fees that you charge. Yes. I said, since we don't charge any mundane fees like money, so we said, will you give us the Guru Dakshina we asked for? And everyone says, yes, yes, yes. And we say, then we ask them, how many of you touch your mother's feet before you leave for your college? There will be a stunned silence and probably a couple of hands will go up. Then we give them the story of the mother, the value of the mother. And at the end of that story, you could find tears in the eyes of all the boys, all the people there.
Yes.
And all of them vowed that they will follow this value, at least to start. To
at least take the first step.
First step in getting the blessings of the mother every day. And it has done a tremendous amount of transformation of the hearts of the boys and the youngsters today.
So this is really a wonderful program. And as you all were telling, it has touched the beneficiaries a lot. Like, I want to ask, what has this service activity done for you personally? Please share with us.
Before taking part in disaster management of the Satyasa organization, let me say, in Tamil we used to say, Kalviya Selvama Veerama, that is either education or the wealth or the alloy. So all these three are not with me, if I could say, because I was not able to continue my studies after my 10th standard. I started only the private sessions. Some force has made me to continue my studies to Karas, and I completed my MBA, and that was a success for this education. And because of the MBA, we are able to, in one of the leading industry in the globe. So that shows, and wealth has gone up. And after the taking part in disaster management, I could say I am having the guts to face whatever comes.
Okay.
So that is a major thing that is happening for me. So I am proud to be a part of this disaster management team.
So you gained a lot of confidence because
yes, sir,
of
definitely.
Self-confidence.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would like to add one more thing. At the end of each and every program, as Shriharan sir rightly said, we used to ask Guru Dakshina.
Yes.
So before asking for Guru Dakshina, we have to undergo all those things.
Mm.
We have to do the same thing before asking anything.
Yes.
So after coming to the program, to this program, I started doing Padanamaskaram to my parents.
Yes.
So it was one change which didn't came while I was in Balvikas.
Okay.
So later on, coming to the disaster management team, I started doing this regularly.
Respecting your parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apart from this, after coming to disaster management team, first of all, in previous days I know and I can't able to handle the crisis situation. But after coming to disaster management, I can having the planning and what to do, how to do, and with the sources available at that point, not asking for a good one like that. Whatever it is, I can manage that in the crisis situation.
Okay, nice.
They become good crisis managers.
Okay. Yeah.
Even in schools and college days, I don't know how to speak properly, first thing. Even to elders, I don't know how to approach them, how to speak in a gather group of students. After coming into this disaster management team, I have learned how to speak to others. And we used to take classes for the students. Because of training many students, I have a guts to speak in a very big audience, like public speech and all. Even I got a chance in Sri Satya Sai organization Tamil Nadu as a official speaker for giving talks in 5-6 districts.
So you lost the stage fear.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Of the whole team here, sir, I'm supposed to be the oldest.
Oh.
Past 60. What it really taught me in the process, I'll give you, it's amazing when you look at the statistics. And the year 2007, till such time when I was the head of, I was heading this particular Seva activity, we have covered student strength about 2007 people.
Okay.
And it was given to the youth. They made such a quantum leap. And in the year, I think 2011, they had done for about 11,000 students in 1 year.
Okay.
See, amazing kind of enterprise, commitment, innovation, strength, as Bhagavan says, utsaham, dhairyam, sahasam, everything these youngsters showed. What it taught me was, frankly speaking, I think today the youth has tremendous potential, tremendous strength, and added to that, the size inspiration is with them, and they can do anything.
Yes.
I only feel that, yes, this is high time. Elders like us hand over the mantle to the youth who can carry it forward at a much faster speed, with much better strength, with much better planning. If we had progressed in an arithmetic fashion, they will progress in a geometric fashion very soon.
One more point added to this. Previously, I feel jealous of Swami students because they are studying in these colleges in Vrindavan and Puttaparthi.
Physically, they are close to Swami.
Yeah, but I feel that I want to study here in this college. After coming to disaster management, I became the faculty and I gone to colleges in Patti and Vrindavan. I taken classes for the Swami students.
Okay.
I feel proud to that. So thank you, Swami.
When I like to add one thing, in our team there was a boy from a village. He just finished 10th and he'll feel very guilty to speak with others, especially who has more education. But now that boy, because of the disaster management, he is taking a class for even MBA students and more than that.
Okay, so this disaster management program, as you said, started in the year 2002, right, sir?
Right.
So, okay, now when Swami was physically present, it was okay that all were encouraged to do this. Swami used to constantly encourage boys, youth. But now in the present situation, when the physical form is not there, physical form is absent, so how do you motivate yourself and others to participate in this program?
Yeah, when Swami was physically there, he gave us the knowledge of what is disaster management and all those things. Now, even Swami is not there, we have to impart the same knowledge to whoever the people are there. So it's our responsibility now. The commitment and responsibility has come to us. We have to take the message of Swami to others. So this is how we are motivated, and we are just keep on doing the same thing even Swami is not physically there.
So for what Swami has given us so much, we are showing the gratitude
by
following His teachings.
Yes.
When Swami is physically present in Parthi and other places, we used to come and have His darshan and Pada Namaskar, multiple, I've been enjoying all those.
Yes.
And keeping in mind in presently, wholeheartedly I'm telling now, when you go and conduct this type of active programs in multiple colleges and village, we have been seeing as a side the participants, audience. So I've been enjoying whatever they say, if they feel it, they're happy. So the happiness shows that they are, the Swami is there. So in that way we have been getting motivated. Swami has to give the same motivation for lifelong.
There's one more I would add. Even when Swami was here in the physical presence, physical form, there are a lot of activities the organization has been doing everywhere. Let's say Swami was in Parthi, there are thousands of activities are going on all over the country. So what do? We keep a picture of Swami, pray to Swami and start those activities. So even at that time, the physical presence of Swami was, let's say, not in the sthula, in the sukshma way. We are feeling that He is present when we are doing the activities.
Activities
have always been going on outside.
Yes,
so it is absolutely, I find there is no difference except that, of course, our hearts sag when we think of Swami not being there in the physical form. That's a human level.
Yes.
But as we go ahead and doing this, we feel that Swami is working in a zillion ways and within us and inspiring us and asking us to move forward. And I think if we cannot be the best messengers of what Bhagavan has done for 5 decades or 6 decades, then who else can be?
Yes. Right. Okay, one final question, sir. So what is the way forward in this program? What are the future plans?
Right now we have planned, we have been connected wherever we have been asked. So in future we are planning that we have to reach each and every colleges at least by in the year 2015, which is Swami's 90th, happened to be 90th birthday. Yeah, before that we are just trying to reach almost 25% of the colleges in Tamil Nadu, so that the awareness being reached each and everyone. Apart from that, we are just trying to move to the schools. So now we are preparing a program called Disaster Preparedness, which is a 3-hour program, so that we can reach to school students also, so that we can impart the same knowledge in the basic level.
Okay.
So apart from that, we are just preparing a core team. In each and every district should have at least minimum 50 people who can handle any disasters. So that's our aim in near future, sir.
Okay.
All about those who are calling themselves as a Sai devotee, we want, they should have the basic knowledge of what is disaster management. So because the Sai people are ready to do the service, if they have this basic idea how to serve a person, that will be more effective, more fruitful for the society. So that's our concept. So Swami asked to give his wishes for continuing this.
Two things stand out, sir, as our future plans, which is one of them has already started. The second is in the planning level. Mostly these programs have been on male-oriented programs. So we have started Mahila teams now, who could be the real force in times such times. And so Mahila teams are being formed. Mahilas are undertaking this training forward to college youth. So our the youth, the Mahila youth in future can also become participants in the SAI mission. I'm proud to say that because of this disaster management program, as much as 10% of the SAI volunteers, SAI Sevadals, who came for the October-November Parthi Seva in 2012, were from this group. Something like 200 people. So it took quite a number of years to reach this level, but the sustained effort by the youth is what has actually helped us. So as a way forward, as a futuristic planning, we are going to build a disaster management resource come training center, state level, at a place called Sirgadi in Nagapattinam district.
In Tamil Nadu.
At a cost of about 2 crores. The plans are already in the process, and the elders are having a look at it. The trust is having a look at this particular aspect. Hopefully, we would probably would be taking the first step. We'll be the leading force in this respect. In fact, we also recently had the benefit of interacting with the National Disaster Relief Force, headed by one Dr. P.M. Nair, who incidentally is a very, very staunch SAI devotee, the Director General, who personally came and visited us in the recent 3-day intensive program we had in Mettur. And so from there, looking at their facilities and their kind of equipment and availability also taught us a lot of things. So we intend having a very premier disaster relief resource training center set up by the SAI organization. It will be a novel idea. No other NGO has ever done it so far. So with Bhagwan's immense grace, I'm sure we'll be
so
able to.
So whoever wants to know about this disaster management program can go there and learn.
Yes, we can.
Absolutely free of cost.
It's absolutely free of cost.
Okay, sir, it was nice, wonderful to know about this disaster management program, and I'm sure our listeners would have benefited much, got inspired by this program. And on behalf of the entire Radio SAI team, I thank you all for coming here and sharing with us. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, sir. Thank you.
Sai Ram, you just heard a group discussion with members of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization of the South Indian state of Tamil Nadu on the Disaster Management Training Program. This conversation was recorded in the studios of Radio Sai and featured for the first time as part of our Thursday Live programs, Service, Love in Action, on 21st February 2013. Please do send in your feedback and comments. We always look forward to your emails. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and Sai Ram. Tune in to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
You're listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Bhagwan often said that he had incarnated not to start a new religion, but to make a Hindu a better Hindu, a Christian a better Christian, and a Muslim a better Muslim. During the 85 years of his advent, Bhagwan Baba delivered thousands of divine discourses on a variety of spiritual topics for the benefit of entire humanity.
Sarvabhuta hitam yevam, meerandaru kshemanga undali.
Let everybody be happy, safe and secure.
Anandanga untundali.
Let everyone be happy.
Itti sarvasakyamayamainatundi yokka atma tattvamu prati manavuni yandu kudanu sukshma roopamlo nilchi untundi.
This all powerful atma resides in human, every human being.
Seva anetundi mottam oka ahankarni champivestundi.
service, first of all, kills this ego.
If anyone
puts this question, who are you? You should say, I am Atma.
Dear listeners, Radio Sai delivers a daily dose of four divine discourses. On Radio Sai's Asia stream, the first divine discourse is at 6:30 a.m. in the morning and the second is at 11:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. You can listen to the third divine discourse of the day at 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon and the fourth at 10:30 p.m. at night. These timings are on Asia stream. To know about the timings of the divine discourses of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba on other streams of Radio Sai, please go to the schedule page on our website, radiosai.org. You can also listen to these discourses at your leisure at any time by downloading them from our website, radiosai.org. Thank you and happy listening. Sai Ram.